Thank you for joining me for today's recording of Wholesome Erotica. The following erotic short story posted by Reddit user Apex Erotica is intended for mature audiences only. This is a short story about a man receiving a complimentary VIP massage awarded for a job well done. Consensual pleasure of each participant is depicted in this story. Please enjoy this reading of Meeting Scarlet after this short message. Have you ever ended a first date feeling like you haven't learned anything about the other person? Or do you ever feel like your dates don't go anywhere no matter how much you talk? Well, if you enjoy actually playing with the people you date, check out the Unlocking Intimacy card game. Make a date to play Unlocking Intimacy with someone you like early on to quickly and meaningfully share a fun physical connection. This isn't another deck of conversation starters or sexy instructions. Unlocking Intimacy gives you the freedom to poke fun at your personalities while earning the opportunity to play its interactive minigames that scale the level of intimacy as you play. Check out the link in the show notes and visit wholesomeintimates.com. Now, please enjoy this reading of Meeting Scarlet. Then we have a deal? I asked the two men who sat facing each other across the large conference room table. They each nodded in turn. Great, I exclaimed, and I meant it. I had been mediating this negotiation for over 2 weeks. At points, it felt like the whole thing was going to fall apart, but we managed to pull it off. This was easily the biggest case I had ever taken. Sitting between these two giants of business high up in this tall Ottawa office building, I had often felt like I was out of my league. But now it was time to relax and recuperate. As the lawyers replaced us at the table, the two CEOs and I left the conference room. One said goodbye and took an elevator to his office on the top floor. I rode with the other to the ground level. What are your plans now? As he asked when we descended. I hadn't thought too much about it, I responded honestly. Here, he said as he pulled out a business card and handed it to me. I took it and examined it. On the front in gold letters, it read, unimaginatively, Ottawa Massages. The address showed it was just a few blocks from here. Flip it over, the CEO said. On the back of the card was the word Scarlet written in pen, and underneath it was a series of numbers and letters. Give that to the receptionist and they'll put the massage on my tab. I was surprised. I hadn't expected this. Sir, I protested, you don't need to do this. You paid me plenty already. The CEO smirked. Don't think I don't know who got the better end of that deal in there. And you're the reason for it. See it as a thank you. I grinned and put the card in my suit jacket pocket. In that case, I reached out my hand, it was great working with you. We shook and the elevator doors opened to the lobby. Then we went our separate ways. After a short walk, which felt great after all that time sitting in the conference room, I arrived at the building the business card directed me to. I followed the directory to the elevators, then up to one of the top floors. I exited the elevator into a gorgeous lobby and walked to the front desk. Welcome to Ottawa Massages, the young man working the desk said. Thank you, I replied. I put the business card down on the desk, pen scribble side up. I was told to give you this. The receptionist looked at it and smiled slyly. It's your lucky day, sir. Scarlet will be in just a few minutes. Let me show you to her room. He stood and motioned for me to follow him around the large partition that separated the lobby from the rest of the floor. We walked down a hall and he unlocked a door, motioning for me to enter. The room was small but cozy. The sun shone on a white curtain covering the window, which gave the room a nice glow. A massage table covered with a white sheet sat in the middle of the room. On the left was a long mirror that hung in front of the table, and next to that was a door to the bathroom. Feel free to use the shower if you need it, the receptionist offered. When you're ready, you may remove your clothes and relax on the table. Your masseuse will be with you shortly. After a nice hot shower, I laid on my back on the table, naked but for the white sheet wrapped around my waist. I was almost dozing when I heard the door open. I lifted my head and looked. When I saw her, I was instantly wide awake. The masseuse stepped in and shut the door behind her. She looked incredible. Her long blonde hair fell straight around her gorgeous face, out of which shone bright blue-green eyes that contrasted beautifully with her lightly tanned skin. She wore a simple black spaghetti strap dress that emphasized the curves of her slim, athletic body. The neckline plunged to reveal the cleavage of two full, probably enhanced, breasts. Her long legs reached down to strappy black high heels and red-painted toenails. In a sweet and sultry voice, she told me her name is Scarlet, and that she'll be taking care of me today. My mouth hung open. She was raw sexiness, embodied. As she walked over to the table, I stuttered, nice to meet you. She asked me to lay face down as she took a bottle of oil from a small table underneath the mirror. I was hesitant to comply, but I wasn't finished admiring the sway of her hips, but I reluctantly obeyed. It was good timing anyway. My erection was nearing its limit. I tucked it up under me as I laid down on my stomach. I heard the pump of the oil bottle and the wet sound of her hands rubbing together. Sincerely, she admitted that it was nice to work with a client who actually takes care of their body. I was suddenly very grateful I had forced myself to spend my free time between mediation sessions in the hotel gym. Scarlet was a hell of a masseuse. Her hands were feminine and strong, and her fingers dug deep into my muscles. She started at my shoulders, worked down my back, then each arm. Then she went to the foot of the bed and worked her way from my feet to the back of my thighs. She reached the edge of the sheet draped over my rear, and disregarding it, continued up underneath it. I had almost managed to get my erection under control when her finger grazed my sack as she worked my inner thighs. There was no going back. I shifted as my erection returned, trying to keep it from driving a hole through the table. Scarlet took her hands off of me, and I heard a rustling noise from the foot of the bed. She instructed me to turn over to lie on my back. Damn. There was no hiding it now. I reluctantly rolled over, keeping the sheet wrapped around my waist. It didn't do much good. The severe tenting around my crotch was unmissable, but I quickly lost interest in that. There she was, standing inches away from the side of the table. Only this time there was no black dress. Instead, in addition to the black heels, she wore two unique pieces of lingerie that I had never seen before. The top was made of black straps that crisscrossed to hold up her substantial chest, and only barely covered her nipples. The bottom was also made of black straps that met in the perfect place to just hide her pussy. She asked me what I thought of the view as she slowly spun to give me a wonderful glimpse of her plump ass cheeks, between which the string of her underwear disappeared. As she turned back to me, I answered honestly, "You are, without a doubt, the sexiest woman I have ever seen." She thanked me as she lathered her hands in oil again. I hope you don't mind, I said as I glanced self-consciously at the small wet spot of pre-cum that soaked into the sheet above my hips. She chuckled, then wrote it off as a huge compliment. I let out a sigh of relief. Oh, good. With that, she moved to the head of the table and dug her fingers into my scalp. The smell of her sweet perfume and the view of her perky chest and flat stomach from below overwhelmed my senses. The thought of her womanhood, mere inches from my head, almost undid me. She followed the same path as before, working my head, torso, and arms before moving to my feet and legs. As she rubbed my upper thighs under the sheet, her hand again brushed against my testicles. I twitched. In a scolding tone, she told me to relax. "Sorry," I said sheepishly. "You've just really got me going." She paused and thought for a moment, running her eyes up and down my body. She reached under the sheet and gently ran her fingertips along the underside of my shaft, which made me inhale sharply. She disclaimed that she wouldn't do this for all of her clients, but that I looked like I needed it. She went on to mention that it was a reward for keeping my body in great condition. She wrapped her fingers around my cock and started pumping, her oiled hands slick against my skin. With her other hand, she pulled the sheet back, exposing me fully. She then ran her fingers gently over my torso as she jerked me faster and faster. It didn't take long. My testicles tightened, and I grunted, "I'm gonna come." She balled up the free end of the sheet and placed it at the head of my cock. With one final grunt, I shot gob after gob of semen into it. Much of it trickled back down my shaft. I let out a huge sigh of satisfaction and smiled as my eyes slowly closed. Scarlet wiped the cum off of me with the sheet and then let it drop to the floor. "Thank you," I muttered. "I needed that more than I thought." She returned the gesture and then drew my attention to the time. I still had another hour left in the session with this absolute beauty. I opened my eyes and raised myself on an elbow. "Really?" She confirmed and asked where else I would like her to focus her attention on. I thought about it. I felt great all over, and I kind of felt bad keeping her here after she had just jerked me off. Plus, I wasn't even the one paying for this. Then a thought crossed my mind. I sat up and hung my legs over the side of the table. "I'm gonna throw something out there," I started. "And feel free to tell me to fuck off. But I did some freelance massaging in college. I'm no professional, but I'm not bad." In surprise, she asked if I meant switching places for the hour. "Yeah." She frowned and declined the offer. "Okay," I chimed. "Well, I think I'm good to go then." I stood and walked over to where my clothes hung on a hook on the wall. As I reached for my pants, Scarlett said, "Wait." I stopped and looked back at her. She stood with a hand on her cocked hip and a serious expression on her face. She laid some ground rules, expecting me to stop if she felt uncomfortable. I nodded, "Of course." She bent down to unstrap her heels and stepped out of them. Then she reached behind her to unclasp her top. Her magnificent breasts barely moved as it dropped to the floor. I walked to the table and pulled off the soiled sheet. She grabbed another one from the oil station and laid it down. Then she climbed up and settled herself in, face down. Now I got a really good look at her ass, the rise and fall of her bubble butt in contrast to her long, slim legs and narrow waist made it difficult to focus on anything else. But in that moment, I was a professional. Lathering up my hands, I followed Scarlett's example and started on her shoulders and back. I was pleased when she muttered a compliment. I moved to her arms and lower back. Then moved down to her feet. She had wonderful feet. As I massaged them, soft and feminine, with freshly painted toenails, I discovered a new interest I never knew I had. After a bit, I pulled myself away to continue up her shapely calves and slim, juicy thighs. As I neared her ass, I wondered if I could get away with what she had done earlier. Against my better judgment, as I rubbed her inner thighs, I let my hand gently brush against her pussy. Somewhat to my surprise, she didn't flinch or tell me to stop. Emboldened by this, I did it again, this time letting my hand linger for a moment. Now she chuckled and rolled over to her back. Lifting her hips to slide her underwear off, she teased an invitation to be more thorough. She bent her legs to pull the black strapped underwear completely off, threw them off to the side, and laid her legs back down. I found myself staring at her beautifully shaved, bare pussy. Partly to give myself time to process this, I oiled my hands up one more time and returned to the side of the table. I ran my fingertips along her stomach and up her thighs teasingly, drawing them ever so slowly toward her sex. I leaned over and blew softly over her labia. She let out a surprised gasp, but didn't stop me. The slow journey of my right hand finally ended as I gently ran the side of my finger through her lips. I couldn't tell if it was the oil on my hands or her own wetness, but there was plenty of lubrication. I took my left hand from her stomach and gently caressed her breasts, lightly teasing her nipples as I did. After a minute or two of gently massaging her pussy, I found her clit, which had now become a tiny button, and tenderly ran circles around it with my thumb. My middle finger confirmed that her opening relaxed, but I didn't enter her yet. By now, the rise and fall of Scarlett's chest had started to speed up, and barely audible moans escaped her mouth. I felt her becoming wetter around my right hand, and as I continued to massage her clit with my thumb, my middle finger slowly pushed into her canal. She let out a breathy cry as she slowly began bucking her hips, her pussy tensing and relaxing in turns around my finger. I let her warm herself up, then slowly worked a second finger inside. My caressing of her breasts and tweaking of her nipples became a little more aggressive. She bucked harder as she worked me inside of her, up to my knuckle. Her voice urged me onward. Her eyes closed as she massaged her other breast. Then, suddenly, she stopped. My right hand paused, fingers still inside of her. She asked if I brought a condom. "Yeah," I said with probably too much excitement. She ordered me to get it. I removed my fingers and quickly walked over to my pants to retrieve the rubber. I glanced down at my groin. No issues. I was already standing at attention again. I ripped open the packaging as I turned back around to the table. I froze. Scarlett had moved to the end of the table. She was on hands and knees, feet hanging off of the end, ass waving out in the air as she crouched. She grinned and wiggled her hips, asking me what I was waiting for. Wasting no time, I rolled the condom over my rock-hard cock and moved into position behind her. I thanked the universe I had already come once, because I knew if I hadn't, then I wouldn't have lasted two pumps. Her plump ass cheeks, between which her tight butthole winked acutely, creased beautifully at her hips. Her bare pussy lips were thick and glistening with oil and her own juices. I lined up my rubber-clad cock and slowly pushed into her. About halfway in, I rested my hands on the thick meat of her hips. Then Scarlett took over. Slowly, at first, she moved back and forth, my cock sliding in and out of her pussy in long, smooth strokes. I didn't move much at first, only enough to match her movements. But as she picked up the tempo, I thrust a little harder. She grunted each time my hips met her cheeks with a wet-sounding smack. She moaned louder as I bucked harder. She demanded I go even harder. I sunk my fingers into her flesh and pulled her into me. Every time she commanded me to go harder, I gave her more. By now she was screaming for me to fuck her harder, and I let loose with all I had. Instead of matching her now, I rammed myself into her as fast and hard as I could. Her ass cheeks rippled with every thrust, and she moaned in approval. I felt myself reaching my limit, ready to explode inside of her any second, and I wasn't ready to be done. I slowed my thrusts and wrapped my arms around her slim abdomen, pulling her into an upright position. My cock was still lodged inside of her. Her ass cheeks rested against my pelvis. I wrapped my hands around her breasts, and she, reaching her hand above and behind her to the side of my head, turned her face toward mine. She pulled me into a long, wet kiss. She now asked to ride on top of me. "Absolutely," I responded without hesitation. We kissed one more time, and I slowly pulled out of her. She climbed off the table, making room for me to lay on my back. I expected her to mount the table facing me, but instead, she climbed up and straddled my hips facing away from me, her feet laying by my sides toward my head. She raised herself up and took my shaft, lining it up with her opening. Then she slowly sank down, taking me all the way to the hilt. Her long legs squeezed me as she began to grind, bouncing her hips and her ass with it. I ran my fingers along her legs, feet, and ass, smacking and grabbing the latter every so often. Her grinding sped up, and her asshole peeked out at me in between jiggles. Her bouncing slowed a little, and she inhaled heavily, trying to catch her breath. I saw my opportunity. I grabbed her hips in mid-bounce and held her in position. Then, bending my knees and planting my feet, I drove my hips up to meet her ass. She exclaimed in delight. I didn't stop. With long, firm thrusts, I drove into her as her hand moved to her pussy and started furiously rubbing her clit. She ordered me to keep going. I quickened my pace, now giving her all I had. She signaled she was near climax. Then I felt it. A resounding fuck escaped her mouth as her pussy tensed around my cock. That was enough for me. For the second time in under an hour, my balls emptied themselves, this time into the condom buried in her pussy. "Fuck!" I groaned, joining her in ecstasy. I plunged myself into her and held us there, the tensing of our sexes teasing and mingling with each other in a long, hard orgasm. I lowered my hips back to the table and her with me. The hand rubbing her clit slowed, and she looked over her shoulder at me. With flushed cheeks, she asked if I visit auto massages often. Well, damn, I promised. I will now. The twist of switching places with a professional massage therapist made this story stand out to me. As someone that personally enjoys giving pleasure more than receiving it, I had some fun with the idea of our protagonist working on his masseuse. Massage scenes also provide a very natural avenue for providing the audience a very detailed description about each character's body. I would have appreciated more attention in describing the texture of their skin and muscle tone than mere visual details. If you enjoyed this reading and commentary, please consider following for future content and sharing with your sex-positive friends. If you have a short story you would like me to read, please send me a message on social media. And consider visiting wholesomeintimates.com and checking out the Unlocking Intimacy card game.